Well, we're getting ready to go to Washington. We'll be up there next week, leaving Monday morning at 5 something and for a night owl. That's
yeah, you got to do that. Yeah.
That's right. But we'll be up there Monday through Thursday, and we'll visit all 38 offices, the 36 congressmen and the 2 senators. While we're there, Congressman Flores is working on one of those days where we're going to have a lot of opportunity. I know Congressman Ryan is already committed, and I'm looking forward to visiting with him again in a different role.
So people understand what happens is you don't move, they come to you.
They come to us. We get in one room, and we'll start at 8 in the morning, and we'll go to 5 that afternoon, and every 30 minutes it's a different speaker coming in to talk to us. Pretty impressive.
Yep.
And, you know, we're not able to, we would never be able to walk into Paul Ryan's office and say, you know, we're here to see you.
Right.
But it gives us 30 minutes, and the opportunity to ask questions of someone like that by our group is pretty impressive.
Yep.
We're taking a number of issues. Obviously, health care continues to be on the on our agenda. Education is always critical to our community. We'll be pushing for fiscal responsibility up there again. Also, we're not opposed to regulation, but we're very opposed to overregulation, which we feel like businesses are dealing with that, and economic development are some of the issues we're taking.
All right, I want to stop you again. We're going to end up being an interview. There are a lot of people who are not happy with what the United States Chamber of Commerce does from a point of view politically.
Right.
Kind of explain, if you would, the relationship of local Chamber of Commerce here with the national.
Okay. Well, our chamber is a member of the U.S. Chamber, but other than that, it's just like a business here that belongs to our chamber may not agree with everything we do. Actually, we're at odds with them more than I'd like to be. On some of the things that they do, just like we're at odds with the Tech Association of Business often. But they speak on a national level. They do not speak locally at all. They do not even really speak from the standpoint of our state. That would be more the Tech Association of Business that would do that. We do always Monday, we will have a 2-hour session with the U.S. Chamber of Commerce people. We give them our issues. They bring in their specialist on those issues. It often helps us because we're able then to go into an office and say, we know the U.S. Chamber has got this position, but let me tell you why we differ from that position. Mm-hmm. And we've done that, particularly as it's the Farm Bill some years ago. We were just totally opposite their viewpoint.
Okay.
So if anybody has a problem with a U.S. Chamber position, they can let us know, and it's certainly the types of things we take under condition. We do not follow them. They're supposed to follow us. They don't always do it.
I got you. All right. Okay.